You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast. And we are back with another fresh and hot episode for you, baby. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Go ahead and also hit that notification bell so you'll be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that damn subscribe button to join our family, okay? Don't just come and watch our shit and just, you know what I'm saying, go on to another video and watch, you know what I'm saying, the cooking videos or how to braid her videos, shit. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and subscribe to our damn channel. I said, because them videos be getting a lot. We need to braid each other. We probably can get some fucking views around this bitch.
You want
to
get some views where I get talked about? I'm not a braid.
I don't need to.
I'm not a plait.
But I'm saying, that's how, you know, because I be looking at them.
They like to see fat girls eat, but we just eat.
Again, because our mukbangs was getting views.
Yeah.
We bringing the mukbang back. We finna do the seafood. Trying,
yeah. You gonna do a vegan one?
No, we gonna do the seafood. I'm gonna do my vegan. Like, I know, but time. I'm saying
the seafood, I want my regular seafood, and you gonna have yours. But I'm saying we could do another vegan one. All vegan. How many times I'm gonna ask to y'all?
So the next suggestion to be vegan then.
The seafood, it ain't no shrimp in it.
No.
I need shrimp. No,
we're going to do a vegan one, not the seafood vegan. The regular, I'm going to talk. Listen, also, it's an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody, that knows somebody. And because y'all stepped in the room.
Stepped y'all, in my room.
Our family, okay? Hey, cousin.
Hey.
I gotta tell them how I tell my cousins.
Say it like a pastor saying a scripture.
Share it, motherfucker, to a room.
Well,
I say share it to a room. You got me.
Do it again, because I was singing Step in My Room.
Oh, yeah, this what was on my mind. Yeah.
I was trying to give you like a, you know, they have,
you know,
when they bring call you to the altar, yeah, and somebody's hung, like they, the choir singing like low.
Let's go.
What you want me to just sing?
Do it.
Step in my room. You go to
share this motherfucker to a friend. And a friend said, thou shall be sucking dick. That's what the friend said.
Well.
Because a person who ain't sucking dick, they ain't keeping a man. The person ain't giving it up. They the one getting fucked, okay? Because somebody else fucking ain't nigga. I'm sorry.
Satan,
get behind me. You kind of get behind me, Satan.
Leon, love that you. We do that every time. But no, share it to somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Okay. Also, it is a description box that is right under this video. And in that description box, we talk to YouTube first, okay? To everybody who listen, okay? If it's your first time just clicking on one of our, you know what I'm saying, audio versions or whatever. Please go ahead and click the first link, because it actually takes you over to a audio podcast. But we're on all of them. Y'all know who Spotify got out. The music and stuff. They also have podcasts. And guess who on there? Silly Girls Podcast, okay?
You feel me? The Anies. We the Anies.
You the Anies? I want to be the cousin. You the Anie. I'm the cousin.
You ain't got no kids, so you an Anie.
But I want to be a cousin. Oh, we the Anies. We got our Anie shirts on.
I said the Anies.
The rich Anies.
The Anies don't be on there.
Yeah.
You don't see the Anies. We cousins too, but the Anies.
The Anies, okay? Also, please, hold on. You smell good when you did that? Come on, girl. Hold on. When you all did that, hold on. I smelled the scent. Yeah, that's what you're trying to do. You feel me?
Make sure you clip these. Because,
the girl smell good. I'm just saying.
Because, like, that's my love, my girl.
Listen, the girl always smell good. She was like this, and I'm like, where the weed come from? Where the weed come from? Hold on, girl. Like, what that is, girl? Come on, smell good, cutie. Come on, sick queen.
The pudding. Okay, that made me feel so good. Because we'll talk about the after this.
Yeah. Okay, do all that. The everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what it do? Yeah. Ooh, that girl sounds
every
good.
Every man wants a woman who subscribes to the podcast.
I'm just saying.
Them speakers.
Because through your speakers. So if you ain't subscribed, he don't want you.
I don't want you. Yeah.
But please go ahead and subscribe, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, the intro. Yeah. We're going to go ahead. It's my favorite time of every episode because I get the honor of introducing one bad ass beautiful Amy that I know.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, you cutie.
Hey, doo-doo.
Hold on. Hey, Sid Queen. Hey, smell good, girl. Ooh, that girl smell good.
Okay. Thank you, girl. Mm. You know, that's my love language. Like, I love for a person to smell good. Like, it just brightens my day. Thank you. It brightens my day. Thank you, hun.
So, how you doing?
Good.
How you been doing?
Good. Just, you know.
You gonna tell the people how you sucked dick before you came over?
Never. Child, please. See these lips? Never. But no, like,
shit.
So, you know, she said I smell good, so I've been working on my signature scents, you know, trying to find what works for me so I can, you know, I wear different stuff and, you know, I pay attention, like, in my mind, it's like a mental tally, like, someone said, oh, you smell good. So, you know, saying, you know, people say, I don't do it for nobody, do it for me. I do it for me because I like to smell good, but I also do it for y'all so y'all can be like,
come on, y'all.
Y'all and everybody, the world, like.
The people who, you know, people I was fine, I don't do it for everybody. First, I do it for both.
I do it for me and for y'all.
Yeah, seriously. Because I want y'all to be like, oh, she look cute.
Good. I love when I say, oh, this is the second day in a row I got to smell good. Like, I'm on the road. That's my life's goal, to smell good, mm-hmm. to make the world a better place by me smelling good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what's been going on with you, doo-doo? Mm. That's her new nickname, y'all. Because she the shit.
I'm the shit.
It's my doo-doo. And she don't stink, though. But don't say, it's my doo-doo.
I'm the shit. You feel me?
We give each other a pet name. You know how she kept saying, Big Coo. She ain't said in a long time.
This is BC. If it's your first time you knew her, her name is BC. Because she got big coochie. And I heard her ex say it, okay?
It ain't
for me. Her ex said she got a big coochie. One day she was on FaceTime and he said something about big coochie. And ever since then, her name BC. I ain't saw her coochie, but her ex said.
I ain't heard no shit like
he
that.
He said, she'd big coochie. Because
first of all, I ain't been on no FaceTime, no ex. She lying. They can't do FaceTime from jail.
He wasn't in jail when y'all FaceTime each other. He was not in jail when he FaceTimed.
Oh my God. That almost got me. You know what almost got me? That nose, Pinocchio, from you lying.
She's a fucking lie.
Lying like a
So you ain't FaceTime him. His name almost came out of my mouth. You ain't FaceTime him?
Absolutely not, bitch.
So he didn't call you Big Coochie.
I don't remember.
You cannot lie to the cousin. Listen, they know Gene that I am being Gene now.
Okay, so
this girl FaceTime her ex.
Who y'all gonna believe?
Put it in the comments. Who y'all believe?
Who y'all gonna believe? Y'all cousin who was straight up and saying, I ain't posting my man on social media. Y'all see us when I get married. Are you gonna believe the one who just said ain't nobody calling no Big Coochie? The facts, run the record back.
First of all, this ain't got shit to do with her ex FaceTiming her. Now, are y'all gonna believe the same one who said she was starting a diet, and then the next week she said she ate something, and then started another diet, and then next week she said, now who the fuck y'all gonna believe? I lied to y'all that one time, but she lied to y'all constantly.
I wasn't lying.
Every fucking week she said every fucking week.
I did.
I'm gonna stick to it.
I did, but I just wasn't consistent. And then once
time
I was real consistent, and
y'all,
then,
listen, I lied to y'all one time.
But that's
she lied. She kept lying to y'all. So who y'all gonna believe?
Me. But how you been, cutie?
Fair girl, yeah. Making it work, honey.
That's all we can do.
It's spring break, so God is good.
You been baking?
No. Oh. Fuck them kids. And no, because soon I said spring break, I'm like,
I said baking.
I know.
Because I thought about you the other day, and I'm like, damn, I sure could use the caramel apple. Then I thought about the instant with the candy.
Oh, the corn, that's fine. And the candy.
Ooh,
candy apples.
There was some
different
story to tell, boy.
My wobble.
Check a wobble. Every soldier got a story to tell. But you want to jump into this first topic? Because we got a good one.
Ooh. Fuck everything that we got going on. This right here.
But let me just tell y'all what Eve has said. Eve has said, love is blind. And it'll take over your mind. What you think of love is truly not. And it's elevating fine. Love is blind. Okay, we just said that because y'all know that Netflix got the series Love is Blind. I used to kill watching it, but I haven't been watching it in a long time, but it's got the world in shambles. And that is what our topic is about. I'll pass the mic over to you, Charsla.
Okay, listen. Ring the fucking alarm. Let's go. Audio, we sorry, but however, listen. Okay, let me explain, okay? Because I have so much to say about this. Now, I am the one that never watched Love is Blind, okay?
Never
watched it. This season, I just got on the Love is Blind train, okay? Mm-hmm. It's probably because I ain't had Netflix, and you know he got Netflix.
You know you could allow this in mind, though. But then you was watching.
I wasn't really. I ain't even.
She didn't start watching TV and stuff until she got in a relationship, because she really wouldn't watch TV. You would watch it, but you would watch podcasts and stuff on your YouTube. You weren't watching shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now that I'm sitting down, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching shows and shit.
Mm-hmm. Watching shows and shit, not talking to me.
Go ahead. So listen, so we watched Love is Blind, okay? Mm-hmm. This season. Okay, now the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's one particular couple that I'm about to go in on, okay? Yeah. And it's the black couple. So if you have never watched it, the show is called Love is Blind on Netflix, okay? So it entails that, you know what I'm saying, the couples date behind a wall, you know what I'm saying? They never see each other. And so, you know what I'm saying, when they make connection, then they, you know what I'm saying, the man, you know what I'm saying, proposes to the woman, and then they finally, you know what I'm saying, see each other,
reveal
each
other. That be the one.
Or whatever, you know. And then they, you know what I'm saying, after that, they go on to, you know what I'm saying, move in together or whatever in their life. And then they, you know what I'm saying, they trying to go to the altar to get married, okay? Everybody who signs up for the show, you know what I'm saying, is looking for marriage. You know what I'm saying? They're a point in their life where they saying that, hey, I want to get married, you know what I'm saying, basically. And they saying that looks does not matter because love is blind. Get it? They never see each other. So, because a lot of people will see this, they don't even watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think it's a great, before you get into that, I want to say, I think it's a great concept because it's a good experiment.
Oh, shit. To truly, flounder. One of them things.
To truly see if love is truly blind.
Some flounder. We saw.
Because you know how we always say, she'll always like, when you talk to somebody who look like this or dress like this, and I'll be like, yeah or no or yeah or no. But this show really, like, you really don't know. You have to either base off their voice, you know, it's like you really have to really get to know the person without the physical. And I think that's good. Because it sometimes helps and it sometimes... But go ahead.
Now, let me say, real talk, I always say, and I believe, looks matter more to the man than the woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, women...
We get the benefit of that.
We can give the benefit of that. Okay, he's... You know what I'm saying? He can be all right, but then he treats me so good. You know what I'm saying? He's a provider. He's a protector. I can... You know what I'm saying? I can love the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. Men care way more about what a woman looks like than if she can provide and protect and do all this other shit. Like, he will talk to somebody who fine and can't cook or, you know what I'm saying, help with kids. He'll talk to her because they care way more. I'm not saying that all men, but a lot of men, they care way and more about, you know what I'm saying?
But their body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. About what they look like. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Let me say that. So, it's this couple that is Clay and AD.
Okay? They black.
They're black. Okay, now, AD is, you know what I'm saying, she has a banging body. Mm. Her body is fire, okay? Facial-wise, she's okay.
Mm. And she get, what she get, a 1 to 10, what she get?
I get her, like, probably like a 6.
And I'm going to go and watch it tonight, so that I can just text you and we can talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So, she, you know what I'm saying, so, but body-wise, she's a 10. She got ass, she got a little, you know what I'm saying? Waist. So, you know what I'm saying, waist, she, you know, like, body-wise, she's fine. Clay, you know what I'm saying? He's all right. He's not my style. Mm-hmm. He can't dress for shit to me because he wear them jean slides. And ever since I saw him wearing them, I'm like, woo!
Was it part of his outfit or just something lounging?
It was a part of his outfit, and I ain't like him. Okay. And then he be wearing them little seashell neck thing.
Oh,
and
like,
it's
come
like
on.
It's certain stuff like where I'm like, mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't not, again, I ain't not, like I said, he's a handsome guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not
quirky. Me.
Yeah, he's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he cool. So anyway, so. The meat and potatoes, okay? So, now you sign up to go on this show to find a spouse to get married. That's the goal of this show, okay? Mm-hmm. That is the goal. So, out of all the couples that was on the show, it was 2 at the end that stayed together to go ahead and walk down the altar together, okay? And there was this other couple, the white couple, and I think she Puerto Rican or something. They made it. I knew they would make it. It was just all type of love. And the black couple, okay? Okay? So now here's, this is what that has everybody in uproar, okay? Now he said before, because they were talking before, and he mentioned that his dad had cheated on his mom or whatever, and you know, it was fucking with him, you know what I'm saying, as a kid, and you know, because his dad had used to take him with him to cheat on the mama, you know what I'm saying? And so now, you know, he was saying, he had told, you know what I'm saying, AD, he was like, hey, you know, it scares me that if I go into a marriage that, you know, that probably could happen because I saw my daddy do it to my mom, you know.
And he's scared he gonna do it to her?
He's scared he gonna do it to her. You know what I'm saying? Let me unpack that first of all, okay? The fact that your daddy did and you saw how it hurt your mama
should make you run from it.
Should make you never do that shit again. The woman that you love the most and put up her, you saw her hurt, you saw her cry, you saw that it broke the family up, and you scared that you gonna do what your dad did pisses me the fuck off. And I hate when men use that fucking excuse because, you know what I'm saying, now a child, you can't, you know what I'm saying, do a lot of, you know, shit like what your parents do, you know what I'm saying, like dictate or, you know, or whatever because you're a child. But as an adult, using that excuse of what happened as your childhood, it is your time to heal and it's your time to do better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people say because they never saw a healthy marriage that they can't ever have one. It's bullshit. I have never saw a healthy marriage a day in my life, but I would know what's right and what's wrong. I know not to cheat on my man.
Absolutely.
I know not to disrespect my man. Mm-hmm. I know to, you know what I'm saying, to be my man's, you know what I'm saying, right arm and a cheerleader. I know all of that, not because I, you know what I'm saying, I saw, oh, my mom did. No, I didn't see that. Like, I asked your man, did your mama teach you how to fuck? I bet she didn't, but I know you learned how to fuck. Let's fucking be honest. So, the fact that, you know what I'm saying, did your daddy teach you how to fuck? But you learned how to fuck good, didn't you? So, my thing is like, the shit that you be saying that your parents didn't teach you, you as a human fucking being, you know what I'm saying, a grown up, you teach yourself and you learn shit on yourself. It didn't have to come from your fucking parents. Mm-hmm. That's what be pissing me off. So, his whole thing was triggering to me, like real talk, and even for a lot of women. And what I'm about to say, they went down the aisle. And at the end, you know what I'm saying, they basically, the pastor asked them, like, hey, you know, would you, you know, like to take this man as your husband or something? And then she say, I do. But if she don't, she'll say, you know what I'm saying, no. So she was all happy, and they said their vows. So nice. And at first, when he was coming down the thing, he was like, okay, body. He said, look at the body. Tell me I'm beautiful. What the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and who says that?
Like, okay, body. You know what I'm saying? He didn't tell her she looked great. He didn't tell her she looked beautiful. That was her thing. Anyways, so, but she said, I do. She was all happy, and the vows he said was beautiful. And then when it came for him to say, I do, he said, no.
That's the why you waste your...
Why in the fuck, man? It's a white couple that was on there, that Jimmy. We know Jimmy didn't want Chelsea. You know what I'm
saying? That's the one that tastes like
Meg. Yeah, we knew she didn't want... We knew that, okay?
Yeah.
I respect Jimmy for letting her down, didn't let her walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just if you don't want to be me and you don't want to marry me, don't let me go don't pick out my dress. Don't let me fly my family in. Don't let me, you know what I'm saying, just be out smelling them up there, you know, with my flowers and my flower girls and shit, and I'm up there all happy. Don't do that to only tell me no. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you knew that you was not, you know what I'm saying, ready. Because he said, I don't feel, you know what I'm saying, like responsible enough to get married. Now, mind you, if you know that you was not responsible enough to be a husband and be faithful to somebody, why the fuck you come to the show? Because she could have connected with another man who was ready to be a fucking husband. You know what I'm saying? That pissed me the fuck off. Like, seriously. And for him to say, because, you know what I'm saying, that's triggering from a childhood, I can understand if that's, you know what I'm saying, you still dealing with it.
Why you on the show?
Why the fuck you on the show? Why don't you go get counseling and help?
And then come on the show after you healed.
Come after you have already dealt with it. You're trying, you know what I'm saying, this girl is ready for marriage. And you up here thinking that you know what I'm saying. So that red fucking flag, ding, 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 lets me know that you a fucking cheater. Because if a man tell me that he don't feel comfortable because of what happened to his daddy, in the back of your mind, you thinking that you probably go cheat on me. Mm-hmm. If you thinking that you probably go cheat on me, bitch, you go cheat on me.
Yeah.
Because you already let me know that you're not strong enough to, you know, to not deal with temptation. Because let me say this, real talk. My mama cheated on my daddy. My daddy cheated on my mama. If I get with a man, I'm not finna be like, you know, my mama cheated on my daddy. I probably cheat on you. That was my mom and my dad issue. They ain't got shit to do with me.
Facts.
Like, real talk. I don't care how, you know what I'm saying, it could have hurt me as a child and I saw them, you know what I'm saying, go in and out of her shit. That was their issue. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm 100% confident that I'm not going to cheat on my husband. Not because I saw my mama cheat on my daddy. What the fuck do they have to do with me as a grown woman? You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Did that. And what was her response?
So she looked at him and she was like, she looked at her palm and she was like, y'all ready? And they walked out.
Yeah.
And so she walked, you know, into the, you know, bridal suite or whatever. And he was, you know, he basically, you know, said he wanted to go talk to her or whatever.
What?
And so, because he wanted to tell her, you know, that it is not basically you. And I just don't feel, you know what I'm saying? He said, I don't feel responsible enough to go into this marriage knowing that I'm not fully, completely ready. Because basically he's scared. Because he mentioned something about her finance, something. She in real estate or something. I'm not sure what he was referring to or something.
And what did she say?
Huh? But, and so she was just looking like, because he told her, he was like, I don't want this to end. He said, but I just need more time. He said, I'm not telling you no. I'm telling the marriage no. You trying to, what the fuck you trying to do to me, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know how the show worked. You already know that after, you know what I'm saying, you asked this girl to marry you on national TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what leads after, you know what I'm saying, that y'all go to the altar. Like, yeah. You know, so if you knew you wasn't ready, don't let me go pick out my dress. Don't let me, you know what I'm saying?
You wasted that lady's time. You wasted. And you embarrassed her.
You embarrassed the fuck out of her. Mm-hmm. But he basically told her, do not, you know what I'm saying, give up on us. He said, it would have been a hell fucking no. But let me tell you one moment.
I was just going to say.
In that show, that was so fucking deep. His mama, so his daddy was there at the wedding. His mama was there. So they had his mama and his daddy talking, and they are divorced or whatever. Now she looks like an intelligent, you know what I'm saying,
woman, like a
sweet mama. Mm-hmm. And so they was talking, and she looked at him, and which is true, because when I heard Clay say shit like that, I look like he's a grown little boy, like he's still in that trauma that happened to him in childhood. And so
that must have really traumatized his dad.
That mama told the daddy, she was like, he needs an apology from you. She said from all the stuff that he's saying and the way he's acting is because of what you did to me. And now, you know, he's taking all of that basically in this relationship that he has because what you did, and he's seeing you, you know what I'm saying, do that to me. He needs an apology from you, and he needs for you to basically break that curse or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Now I get it, like that whole conversation. I'm like, that was dope.
And then however,
he don't.
I saw the little clip. That's the clip. I saw the clip, and I saw where she told him that. And then I looked at his dad. His dad is a fucking narcissist, cause he tried to act like he wanted to cry when she was telling him about what he did or whatever. And then he was just like, well, I didn't see. You see, when a motherfucker tell you. Hold yourself accountable. It ain't talking about I didn't see no healthy relationship, you know, growing up. We ain't talking about what you saw. We talking about him and what he need. Mm-hmm. And then he started crying. You could tell she's a sweet woman, you know, like us. Mm-hmm. It's a man crying in front of you, kind of get but she caught her. She held it.
She held herself and
looked at him, and while he was trying to act like he was faking them for crybaby ass tears with that Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity pin on. Boy. Anyway. Go ahead. I'm saying I saw that part where he tried to cry. She was looking like, okay. But anyway, you need to go apologize. And then he was like, he needs to go get him a woman like you. She said, well, you had me and you can treat me right. So basically, in a nutshell, don't tell no get no woman like me in the condition he in. Apologize to your son so he can get the healing that he need. So when he do get a woman like his mama, he won't do the girl like you did his mama. And then when she was like, when she said Clay told her all the things that the daddy did, She held her composure because I thought I would have spit on her.
Because she said she didn't even know half of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But what it was, like, real talk, that lady was hurt. But I felt the power in her in
you
that
can
moment.
See it in her,
where it's like, you know what I'm saying? I gave you everything and it does not matter because I don't want you no more. And you know what I'm saying? What you did to me, you was wrong as shit. So basically, whatever the fuck you crying, do all that shit, wipe all that shit, bitch.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Somebody, I read the clip I saw someone in the comments. I thought it was perfect for her. He said she showed an example of firm, meaning being firm, but also showing warmth. Like she wasn't malicious.
Is that a real word?
No, they combined the words together, like firm and warm together. I just can't say the word because when I read it, I knew what he meant. Meaning that she stood firm in what she said and held her composure, but she also showed warmth. Like the way she delivered her message to him, it was coming from a sincere place, from a healed woman. Because another woman that would have been mad, she would have been mad, like, you see what you done did to my son? Like, ran around. But she was actually, like, you could tell that she had forgave him and was looking like, you the problem. Not me. I did what I was supposed to. I'm a good woman, but it's you. And you need to fix it with your son. But at the end of the day, like Charles say, I understand what mama's saying, and he can apologize at the same day. He a grown, Clay a grown ass man. That boy named Clay. He a grown ass man. That ain't traumatized you that goddamn bad. I ain't trying to be funny. Your daddy cheated on your mama.
So?
Nigga shit every day, B. You should do the opposite of what your daddy did, because you like, man, I'm not going to be like, if I see my mama slapping my daddy around, all while I'm young, I'm not finna grow up slapping on nobody because I love my dad and I would never want to make my dad hurt somebody that I love. I'm doing the complete opposite. Like he said, we didn't see healthy marriages growing up. We know that when we get in one, we know how we want to treat our partner and make them feel. We not finna be doing all that extra shit. Clay full of shit. He a narcissist too.
Because again, like I said, people always saying that what they didn't see, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't see a lot of shit growing up, but
like
you learned.
You
didn't
know how to fuck.
You didn't know, they did not teach you how to fuck, but you learned how to do it. They didn't teach you how to play basketball, but you learned. They didn't teach you how, whatever the fuck, but you learned
when
on
you
your
get,
own
when
growing
you get
up.
In a job, you don't know the fucking job until they teach you.
So that shit, when people say that, bullshit. That's a fucking excuse. It's a lot of shit, I promise you, where it's like, oh, my mama didn't teach me this, so I'm finna, you know what I'm saying, cheat on you or punch on you or something. No, my mama didn't have to do. I'm a grown ass fucking woman.
Life teaches you,
sense.
And life teaches you. It's a lot of
common
stuff.
Sense.
My mama passed early. I couldn't get to learn stuff. But if you want to know more about what I'm about to say about the things that I wish I could learn from my mama, go over to all our podcast platforms and just listen to us talk about Clay bitch ass.
Cause I got some more for to say about Clay bitch ass
on Spotify and iTunes and Anchors. And guess what, Silly Squad, we out.
Now everybody else who is still listening. That it always does something to my spirit when a man, you know what I'm saying, gives that excuse of, you know, man, I didn't see that growing up, or my dad cheated on my mom, all my uncles was cheating, that's all I saw all growing up was everybody, you know what I'm saying, cheating every time, you know what I'm saying, so I don't know how to be faithful. Yes, you do. You know what I'm saying? Let me say, you just say you don't want to be faithful. Everybody knows being faithful is not sticking your dick in somebody else's pussy. That's not your spouse. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, that flirting and talking on the phone with bitches and, you know, having phone sex or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, is fucking, you know what I'm saying, wrong. So you can't tell me that I don't know. Yes, the fuck you do.
You do what you want to do and you learn to do things that you know you want to do. I knew I wanted to know how to cook a certain pasta. I got my ass and I practiced learning that pasta. I ain't just know how to cook that pasta. It's things that my mom, because she passed when I was 24, I didn't get a chance to learn things, certain things about like being a woman or like handling life when you get older. But I knew that's what I wanted to do, so I had to learn it. So Clay is full of bullshit.
That, I promise you, that whole thing of when him saying that, even when he was telling her, you know what I'm saying, that, cause he said a couple times before, about, because now one thing, let me say, I love both of their mom. AD mom was so fucking sweet. So it was on an episode, I think, that was previous to this one, that he mentioned that again about that he, because they was at a lunch, and AD had told her mom, she was like, that yeah, he had some reserve about it because his dad was cheating on his mom, and he saw it. So the one thing, like I said, that I love, her mom was the same way. She was like, let me say, she said, because they, her mom divorced her dad. And she was like, our stuff is not y'all's stuff. She was like, y'all are y'all own, you know what I'm saying, couple. Learn from us. She was like, don't do what we do. Don't take
learn on, from you know mistakes. What I'm
saying? Don't mm-hmm. take on, because we was in this, because I think they was together 27 years and they divorced something. She was like, just because we, you know what I'm saying, divorced, she said, this doesn't have to be your story. You know what I'm saying? That don't be afraid to, you know what I'm saying, love hard and basically, like, you know what I'm saying, be true. Don't be scared that it's the same thing going to happen.
Yeah.
That happened to us. Y'all create your own, you know what I'm saying, thing, whatever. She was just basically, you know, summarizing something like that. She, and then even when he came back to the table and she said, she was telling him, she said, whatever happened to your mom or your dad, that was them.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with y'all. Like I said all the time, that my mom, my daddy, that has nothing to do with my relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can see, I done saw a toxic relationship throughout my whole life. Now it's my time where I'm like, I want to create a healthy one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, as far as whatever the fuck that, you know, you was not, you didn't have to be taught a lot of shit in your household. But again, what you say, life has taught us, going through different relationships has taught us, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being fucking human beings
has taught us
just that we know what's right. And I am not, you know what I'm saying? Like, because what I hear is that he is not confident that he is not going to, you know, give in to that temptation.
Right.
And that's the main thing that I hear. Because if I hear my man say that, I don't want to be with you, because now I'm looking at you like, you're fearful of, you know what I'm saying, that it's a possibility that you could. I want you to be solid. Be like, no, it's, because I promise you, I'm solid. Be like, damn, okay, you know what? Homecoming is coming up. It is somebody that said it won't smash. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, bitch, I, you know what I'm saying, I know the fuck that I can't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm confident that I ain't finna do that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that I want you to be confident in knowing that we good.
You got to learn from people. Like, it's crazy you said that, because when I was at the nail shop, I talked about on a previous episode about that man talking loud like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl that do my nails, she was just like, you know, my husband has this saying. He said, you learn not from your mistakes. You do, but you learn more from other people's mistakes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, in this instance, that's what it is. Like, you learn from people's mistakes. Like, I'm not finna do, mm-hmm. he's talking loud like that. Even though I'm not, it has nothing to do with this show, but it's like learning from somebody. Mm-hmm. You see what he's doing and how it impacts other people around him and how it makes him look and how it just makes it uncomfortable. I'm making sure I'm not gonna do mm-hmm. that, because I, for one, I don't yeah. wanna be looked at like that, and I don't wanna make others around me feel like that. And because, like me, I'm not a cheater. I've never been a cheater. I just don't know how to cheat, because... And then on top of that, when I care about you, I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent myself from hurting you. I don't want to inflict any type of pain to nobody I love, whether it be friend, family, or lover. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers cheat on me, and the pain that I feel when I find out that they betrayed me, I can imagine putting it on somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the pain of knowing I did that. So, you know, like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's always somebody fine.
Always.
And it's always somebody I made. I'm curious. I want to fuck with you with that booty dude.
Always.
But it's like, no, it's not even worth it, because I can want to fuck you all day long. But I decided to be with this person. And because I decided to be with this person, I need to respect this person. Mm-hmm. And hold myself accountable when I'm not around them, because it's not fair to them, because they chose me and I chose them for me to hurt them like that, when I could have just been single and been doing what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So Clay is full of shit. I feel sorry for, and it's going to take him a while, because
I feel, you know, with dudes like that, I said all the fucking time, he's one that needs to stay single.
Yeah.
That, I promise you, I wouldn't look at him no other type of way. Like, dudes who, for real, if they know, like, I'm not confident that I'm not going to cheat, I respect you for saying it and acknowledging that.
Yeah.
I can respect that, but just stay single. And then date multiple women, and nobody has nothing to say.
Nothing.
You're not hurting anybody. But, you know what I'm saying, you know that that part, you're not as confident into, you know what I'm saying, having a stable relationship. Just be single and have all these women. It's nothing fucking wrong with that. The main thing is, do not get in a fucking relationship if you're not confident that you're going to be faithful.
And it's
do not.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. And, you know, like I said, I haven't watched the series, but I, you know, I be on YouTube. And I be seeing clips of stuff, and like his dad is an alpha, and then Charleston told me that Clay's a capital. To me, now I don't know if it's for everybody else, but I can only imagine that lets you know that he resents his daddy or feels some kind of way about his dad. And I get it, like you are raised to be whatever, like your parent is, you know, they instill that in you from when you little. But I feel like when you go your separate way, yeah, you get to college and you research all this stuff. But when you have a role model that plants that seed in you, like we did for Delta, I don't give a fuck if I go to the campus and the AKAs, Zetas, and SUOs live at 5. I know what seed was planted in me when I was younger. And the person that made me be so fascinated about Delta, like, the way she carried herself, like, yeah, that's remarkable. But I'm saying that to say that his daddy wore that alpha pin proudly, but your son with a totally different way. So that was one example of him trying not to be like you and how he resents you, because what man doesn't want to be like his daddy? Like, when he has a good... Ain't no doubt in my mind, if you was a boy and you know your daddy was college your daddy went to, you would probably right, you know, like following in your daddy's footsteps, doing everything that he did, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, that says a lot. And now that, you know, we older, you don't pay attention to shit like that. But that small little piece of that with them two, and I even watched the series, but just seeing that little snippet, and I saw that pin, and when you said he was capable, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, he resents his dad. He just ain't man enough because he act like a pussy, and he won't tell him, like, dog, I'm old enough now. That's some whole shit you did to my mama, and it fucked me up. The mama is still carrying him, coddling him by going to the deli and making him, telling him he needs to apologize. And to be honest, if I was Clay, I wouldn't want that fucking apology. Because why does she have to tell you to come and apologize? You should just know it. Which lets me know that you are dead, not a good ass daddy. Because for one, who takes their fucking
child? That's what I'm going to say. If you go cheat, then you be in secret. Why the fuck would you take your child? That's already more disrespectful.
And that's disrespectful. And for why would you put that burden on your child like that? Knowing kids are very impressionable, and they're very like you like making them feel, you making them keep this secret from their mama. And then, you know, the mama, they may overhear their mama saying something about how she hurt or see her crying, and you putting that weight on them. Like, who does that? That's right there within itself. Let me know that Shannon Sharp Jr., because that's who the fuck he kind of favored. Terrible. But anyway, girl, they done pissed me off. Now I got to go get jump on Instagram and get in Clay comments. I'm going to say, did you go cap because your dad is a deadbeat? Pissed me off. I'm mad for his mama.
Well, I don't think he a deadbeat. I think he was just...
Not a deadbeat. I don't give a fuck. A deadbeat, motherfucker, if you ain't taking care of my soul and leading by example, you are a fucking deadbeat.
Say that shit.
I don't
shit
give a fuck about you being... You can beat her and not beat her. You there, but you being there done did more damage than it did. You would have been better off not being there. At least you do out fucking off and I don't know, but you in the household with me and you take me to do your dirt, that's even more damaging.
You know, I ain't think about it until what you just said. The fact that you making me lie to my mama...
Teach me how to lie.
You get what I'm saying? Because not only that I see you, but however, like when a mama asks me where was y'all at, now I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Come up with a lie.
That's on a whole nother deeper level.
Because how am I supposed to be? You say don't lie and you got me lying to my mama. So if I tell
the
a lie,
woman that I'm I love the punished. Most.
Yeah, it's like a conflict. Like if I lie about school, you punish me because I lie about school, but you reward me for lying to my mama. That's what I'm saying. He got layers. So I can hit you. Like, I'm with you. He needs to remain single because...
Remain single. Nothing wrong with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, remain single and keep, you know what I'm saying, having multiple women. Because I think before, like, you know what I'm saying, I think it was said that, you know, he have a lot of, you know, women, you know. And it's not, like I said, there's nothing wrong with that because them type people, you know, I don't know. But however, just stay single.
Remind me. When we done recording, circle back to what I'm just saying about taking your son to cheat. So I can tell you, I gotta tell you something. I just don't want to forget. But yeah, I think that's terrible, you know, like, and it's more common than just Clay. It's a lot of men that take their kids. It's a lot of women that take their kids too. And they really do fuck with them kids because, like,
they in the, you know what I'm saying, because they love both parents.
Because, but let me tell you something. Let my daddy would have took me around some woman. Take me home. I don't want to be here because I don't want to be here. Nope. I start crying. No, because why would you do that?
I'm going
to
tell.
I'm telling it too. Soon as I get home, I asked him to bring me back home, but he took me over to Miss Sheila's house. And I was in the living room, but him and her weren't in the living room. And I didn't want to be there.
Because basically, you know what I'm saying? Now I feel like you're cheating on me too because I'm there. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Hide from mama and me.
Yeah. But love me enough to make me think my dad that you perfect. Because for children, we think that our parents are superheroes. You know what I'm saying? But when they do stuff like that, it's like, you the villain.
Yeah.
Girl, we can talk about that all day. You want to go into our next topic?
Yeah, we can go into our next topic.
Let's talk about pedophiles. And I don't give a fuck if I see Drea. I'm going to say it to her. Now, y'all know we love R. Kelly. We don't condone what the fuck R. Kelly did. But, you know, I don't like the fact that shit be like, double standards. Because ain't no way in hell Drea should be 39 years old, pregnant by a 22-year-old, and her son damn near 22. I don't agree with that. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. Yeah, I don't think that's right. Because, for one, why are you fucking on this baby? He a grown man, but he's still a little boy. What are you trying to secure the bag? Well, and then on top of that, how do you feel about fucking on a little boy that's the same age as your child? You fuck your son, homeboys. If he had some, like, are you that fucking desperate? All these grown-ass men out here that got bread.
That
want you, and you settle for a 22-year-old. Let me just tell you my take on this. And I could be absolutely wrong. I'm going to say she preyed on that little baby because he's still 22 and he's growing. He may be mature, but he ain't mature enough because he ain't lived life enough to know he done signed that deal. Because ain't no way that boy just signed that deal last year and he already preyed. That baby had no kids. Now you stuck with this bitch. And then you going to make a post talking about, don't represent women like that bitch.
What'd she say?
Women History Month. Talking about the best thing about being a woman or some shit is like creating life. Yeah, bitch, you need to, with a kid. Bitch, that boy is 22. When you was 17 years old giving birth to your son, his mama was giving birth to him. Because what the fuck, Drea? Her pineapple, she a pineapple short from a fruit basket. She's a french fry short from a Happy Meal. Her elevator stopped in the middle and don't know where to go up or go down because ain't no way in hell. As we don't have children, but I'm just going to say if I had kids and a motherfucker brought a 39-year-old bitch to my house and my baby 22, she ain't welcome. I respect you, baby, and I love you. You welcome in mama house all you want, but keep her up out of her. Because I can't understand it. You can't make me understand it. And then some woman in the comments that I saw on YouTube, she was like, well, men do it all the time. I don't see nothing wrong with it, bitch, because you're a pedophile, too. Because why you don't give, ain't enough money in the world. Ain't enough loneliness in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very transparent. When I was in college, I didn't know that my little boyfriend was 5 years younger than me because we was all in college together. Now that I think about it, people come to college at any time of their life. They're old or they're young. And he came. And I had started liking on him. I ain't asking his age because, hell, we all in college. Mm-hmm. Done fucked him. Then some say, ask this man, well, how old he is? And the only reason why I asked the nigga how old he was, dog, because he took, you know, my IDs at school, college had our birthdays on it. So he took my ID home and he said his agent was like, what this grown ass woman doing mess with you? And I said, grown woman, what she mean? Because I was just, 23. Baby, I said, what she mean? He said, oh, because I'm 18. Bitch, I almost shitting on myself. I said, what? I said, when your birthday is? He said, July. I said, baby, you just turned 18. By that time, I had fucked on him. He was in college. I would never again do that because he was still a kid. And when I got with him, and that's where all the cheating and all the extra came on because he hadn't time to. I was his first really true love because I'm a grown. You know, it's me. Hey. You know what I'm saying? And he fell in love. I said that to say that had I known that he was 18, as much as I liked his little fine ass to me. Oh, I thought he was so fine and so cute. I just liked him. No, I would not do it because I just be like, it just, no. She's a pedophile. And I don't agree with that. Niggas lie. Like, if you don't know their age, you fuck around with them like I did. And then you find out, it's like, eh. But she knew. She knew. And he a cute little boy. He cute. But ain't no way, boy. He look like he just green as fuck. She did that. Then she secured the fucking bag and made that post and looking like that fucking. If they got R. Kelly, let it get Drea. Go ahead.
I was letting you go.
I'm too. Sorry, but I just don't agree with that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in high school, everybody in high school together, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes the senior be dating us, a freshman, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? College, you know what I'm saying? Because we all still around the same age.
Yes.
Them, I can see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even back then with you and him, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. basically everybody is in college. Everybody's in high school. Like,
yeah.
Girl, some of the kids at my school, middle school, some of the 8th graders, we talking to the 6th graders, girl.
And that's why I don't agree with that. I think they're not ready to get out of there. And I really don't be agreeing with no senior talking to no freshmen, but it is what it is.
They're all in school together. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's only a few, you know what I'm saying, years away. Yeah. I can see they're only a few age, you know what I'm saying, years. However,
that's 17 years, ain't it?
However, basically, but 39 and 22. 39 and 22. I don't agree with it when it's a man and woman.
How
everybody was saying, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree at all. Like, I didn't agree with Marcus Houston and his wife. I don't agree at the fuck all. So I'm not just saying this because it's Drea, because it's also the damn other basketball wife, the loving hip hop girl, Nikki, she dating a footballer, basketball player who young as fuck. She 40 something and he 20 something.
What do you want with them?
You know what I'm saying? Because they got money, they in the industry. You know what I'm saying? But however, like, let me say, a lot of these men, y'all know, are not fucking mature. Y'all know that we are, you know what I'm saying? Like, I look at them as another mama to them. You get what I'm saying? And I forgot his name, the Ball Boy. You don't know him.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah, LeVar Ball's son. Mm-hmm. But he dated Nikki or whatever.
They baby by him too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So all of them is they, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they, he is the basketball. You know what I'm saying? Because they are, you know, young and famous.
That money,
and they
don't,
are,
make, money don't make
my thing is like, y'all just getting with them because of the money and the fame. So that already lets us know exactly the reason why y'all getting with them. You get what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, you know what I'm saying, you really found love. Because if a 22-year-old, you know what I'm saying, trying to holler at me, I can look at you out there and see fine, duh. You know what I'm saying? You a handsome little boy. I'm looking at you like a little boy.
Boy gone on.
You probably in college, just graduated. 22? 22.
You just now been able to leave
22.
The drink.
39. Like, that is beyond, you know what I'm saying, sick. So, I look at her the same way that I look at, you know what I'm saying, the men. Like, I feel that mentally, you are their age. You know what I'm saying?
He is.
And then, also, like I said, I feel that you're a user. You're using them because of the money that they have. You know what I'm saying? Or the status or whatever that they're about to grow into. This boy could break his damn leg and never play football again. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball.
But you, football, basketball, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And now you, like, oh.
You can tell they, because when I had to Google pictures of him, because I was like, wait a minute, who this baby is? Who is it? And I was like, I was like, just a couple of years ago, I guess, before he went out, when he was getting ready to go off to college or something about the college draft, I don't even know, but he was like a little bit of boy. He was holding a dog, just smiling, like doing the some sign, and I was like, oh man, he's just so green. I was like, that was my little brother. I fight Drea. Bitch, as soon as you come up here, I'm fight you. Because what the fuck you want, my little brother? Mm-hmm. Or I'm like, what you want with him? I'm going to ask, like, I ain't trying to be, I don't want to be that type of sister or that type of mama, but I'm going to be that type of woman because I'm curious, like, what do you want from him? Is this my baby, the same little boy that I play video games, the same one, what you want with him? And then on top of that, your son is 22 years old.
That's beyond sick.
It's disheartening.
I'm serious. Because when I saw it, and I was like, now mind you, Drea looks young. She has a beautiful, you know what I'm saying, face, banging body, you know what I'm saying? And she's in the industry. I know other fucking celebrities in her DM, they want her. She go to these industry parties. I know it's grown men.
She had a grown,
you know,
man,
saying?
Orlando, that one that was a toxic ass shit, that football player. She had to play for the
Cowboys. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, I know that it's even Bow Wow ex baby mama. What's her name? Joy.
Joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went a football player from Dallas. Mm-hmm. That's young as fuck too. You know what I'm saying?
Her so too.
It seemed like all them, bitch. All them is like...
They're trying to secure the bag because they ain't got shit else going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you a dancer, but whatever. Andrea, what the fuck you got going on? Nothing. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely, they going to secure the bag, but is it worth your morals?
But it's so many... Let me say this. Outside of these athletes, because my thing is like, they're trying to touch someone that has a spotlight. You get what I'm saying? For social media and stuff. It's so many people that, like, are their agents and lawyers. They got way more money than them. They don't want them because of the money. They looking for who is a spotlight on. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And that's because those are the type of women that they are. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? It's a difference. Yeah. Like, if I was in the industry, I'm like, I'm looking for the sports agent. Hell, or, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? They have, like...
Like Adele did with LeBron... with Chris... What's his name? LeBron, sports manager, Angel, his best friend. Adele attached to him. They go together and married or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, baby.
Adele,
the singer, the white lady.
Oh, Adele. Oh, okay, she go
with LeBron.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, somebody like that, so basically, even though you're trying to secure the bag, it's other ones up there that y'all be at these industry parties. Y'all know that they got the bag. You know what I'm saying? But again, the type of women that Drea, Nikki, Joy is the ones they want the ones on the field that everybody looking at. Not the ones so in the background. That, you know what I'm saying? That has the money for real and that, you know, have that quiet money, as they say. They want the ones where the eyes are on. You know what I'm saying? Stupid ass shit. I'm sorry, I keep going right, on. Yeah. On.
But Drea,
we didn't get to get our letter. We go ahead. You want to jump inside?
Y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando.
We got something random for you.
Yeah.
What's your rando?
What made Petey Pablo want to take his shirt off and twist it around his hand and spin it like a helicopter? But it was North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter. I don't know, like, what made him do that? I know that's random as hell, but I was like, it made a good song.
Yeah, but what made him, not only did he do it, but why he put it in a song?
And it went.
You know, it went. It was a hit. It jams.
It was a hell of a jam.
And then now, every time somebody's spinning around, we always say this, spin like a helicopter.
It was catchy.
Yeah, catchy as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My brand, though, is all the shit that I went through with my ex, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And him doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck didn't I be the one to make a 50-part TikTok series
like about... Like Teresa?
Yeah. About what the fuck he did. Who the fuck was I with?
And people God are tuning in
today. That girl, they made so much fucking money. She been on so many damn shows and interviews and shit because of that. She just went on TikTok. She told her fucking story. And I said, I had a whole fucking 100-part series of the dumb shit he did. I said, but, and then my thing is like, I don't want people in my business.
Yeah, I didn't read, I didn't watch them fucking videos.
I didn't know too much.
A girl summarized and wrote it up here and I read it. And I was like, well, damn, you a dumb bitch for standing around.
Exactly.
But I'll let. Yeah. And that's the thing, I think with people, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a woman and allow my man to handle the household stuff and handle the business. But some shit I need to be in. I need to know because you ain't finna teach Teresa what her name is. You ain't finna be lying saying it's one thing. No, I need to make sure it's... But you know your man and... Not trying to be funny. Look at her. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no way in hell that some of the shit that she was bamboozled by with him. And I was like, okay. But yeah, I've seen.
You can see me off camera because I just know
a little bit. Because
I'm gonna watch out this.
Basically,
shit.
To make a long story short, he was lying about every damn thing. The life that he said he had and was portraying that she wasn't really just knowing he had a brother. That's a twin brother. He was saying he was his twin. Basically, everything that his twin has, he was saying he had, but he didn't have none of that. Mm. His twin had. Or a brother or somebody had, like either twin or him had, but he didn't have any of that. Girl, right. He lied about just everything from saying they were trying to get a house, just everything that you would be hands on in your relationship. She was just trusting his word and what he said, and it backfired on her. And that nigga was a habitual liar. Like he went through the extremes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you got to go that far to keep up, please don't. Because you're a fucking sociopath.
Yeah. I saw a piece of it on YouTube when I was looking at Zoe had tried to, and I'm like, it's too much. I just need somebody to summarize for me because I ain't finna go out into. So what is your song of the week?
We're gonna say my song. Tank has a new song out I don't know if you heard or not, but it's called Before We Get Started featuring Fabulous. And it's such the beat on it, it just makes you want to be like, you want to stand up and like just kind of groove. It ain't the Sex, Love, and Pain tank where he want to make you want to fuck some. It's like you just want to stand up and like groove, like hold your drink. Before we get it started, get that feel. It's a real good song.
Okay. Well, my quote of the week is, I have survived many storms. I have survived too many storms to be bothered by some raindrops.
Hello? Ooh, that's me. Mm-hmm. Come again.
I have survived too many storms to be bothered by some raindrops. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time. Listen, all the shit I have been through, you think, you know what I'm saying, you wonder why some shit be Tuesday for me? Because I'm like, bitch, all the shit that I have been through in my life, you think I'm about to let this one little thing bother me like that? Like, yes, nah, what, you know what I'm saying? I'm built for it strong. You know what I'm saying?
The storm the Lord put me through in April 20, 2006, losing my mama. Nothing. That I can go through Hurricane Katrina.
Nothing.
And still be standing ten toes. And there's nothing that can ruffle my feathers. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
At all.
I didn't, because at the time, I never healed from, you know, I'm still not healed from that, but I still deal with that. But like the shit that was happening that's transpiring after that, you know what I'm saying? It ruffled my feathers because I was already in a bad state. But now that I've healed from those other things, not my mind, but the other things that happened, like anything that come in there, I'm like, eh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, losing like my niece, that fucked me. But like that is going to always impact me. But like the little shit, like, yeah, it's nothing. Like, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't wallow in nothing no more. I just like, it is what it is, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because, you know, people, they always will be like, Charles, you don't never go through nothing because you don't never seem like you're going through something.
Do they stop and ask you, though?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Shut the fuck up, whoever said that. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because basically, I'm never going to show it because no matter what, I got to deal with it anyway.
Yeah, I just look
at it. Why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I going to blast what I'm going through anyway, who gonna help me deal with it?
Yeah, that's true.
Who gonna help me get over it? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, like, bitch, like, I'm just gonna deal with it.
Talking about it. I'm like, she tell me anyway. I know I can't do nothing to help you, but just still, it's good to be able to just say it. Even though, because you're harboring in your mind, it's still good to just get it off your chest. And I'll be like, yeah, I feel you. I can look at your eyes and see when you're going through something, what you're feeling.
Yeah, but it's like, it won't affect me day to day.
Where you moping like around and like, it's motherfuckers like think if you don't make a post on Facebook that you sad that you ain't going through something.
Yeah. So it's like, nah, I'm good. First, I ain't telling. That's why I would never. I said that about. I wish I made the 50 part thing. Bitch, I ain't telling y'all shit.
The bitch. The shit she, we tell you know y'all.
Then she, even she, like, you know what I'm saying, was saying something about she was mad at certain people talking about, like, how she looked and stuff because she tell a story. First, I mean, you put your biz out there. Like, everything that I tell y'all on this podcast, I am open to criticism.
Absolutely.
Because I told y'all.
Absolutely.
So, whatever that she put out there, you can't get mad with nobody's opinion. I can't get mad if maybe, like, what bitch they said that because it's y'all opinion. I don't give a fuck. Because
people always say something. And I just, and I've learned to, when I read, because I don't even, when I read people comments on other people's stuff, I'm like, it's just so crazy how opinionated people are. But, like I said, social media have given people a voice they ain't never had. Because the shit people writing would never say to your face. Mm-hmm. So, bitch, write what you want to write. Because if I walk up on you, are you going to tell me that? It don't matter. So, keep talking in them comments. Go off.
And it be, like, people be really coming on people live. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown-ass woman. I ain't can sit and be going through Facebook or Instagram or TikTok and really make comments. That type of shit to me, you know what I'm saying, is a little weird to me that people just go through and they come in
and they talk bad to them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? Like, y'all really, I don't give a fuck. You could have been doing whatever. Y'all really make comments about other people's lives and shit. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. You got something else you want to say? Well, please go ahead and go over to YouTube and hit the subscribe button. Also hit the subscribe button to, you know what I'm saying, if you just still listening. And don't be out here fucking on a 22-year-old.
Please don't.
If you 22, then we understand, but not no 39. But we out.
Peace.